There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
CBB.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough
Radio.
Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
We have to go to President Thomas to call us out. You here today are that hope and change.
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Hey, welcome to hour number two. Glad you're with us. Live from New York, Kevin McCullough sitting in for both Baldwin and McCullough tonight because Stephen's in India. He's on assignment and working, and he'll be back. But grateful to have Governor Mike Huckabee with us in the first hour. Hope you found the conversation of interest. Both his views on what's going on and also some of his ideas about how the race is shaping up. Phone lines are open for you to talk about the race for 2016. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. In the weeks to come, we are already working on this, but we're going to have as many of the major presidential candidate players as are willing to come talk to us. Some of them just won't be, but we're going to issue the invitation to everyone. And Mitt Romney dropped out this week, and kind of in the dropping out, took a swipe at Jeb Bush. John Ellis Bush is his actual name. Jeb doesn't mean anything. It's his initials, John Ellis Bush. I think I'm going to start calling it John Ellis. The candidate, John, everybody, who's he talking about? Who's that John Ellis guy? But he immediately claimed, oh, well, this shows that the mantle has been passed and I'm ready to go. Well, he didn't say that, but his people were all out there saying that. But, friends, there's probably going to be 20 men that put their name forward for the Republican nomination and maybe a woman or two. And you could be looking at a few dozen people to pick from. As opposed to just the four or five that we had in 2012. I actually think that's a good thing for the discussion of ideas, but I do want to see somebody that can bring kind of all facets of the conversation to the fore. On the Democratic side, you're probably going to have maybe four or five. And if Hillary decides not to run or drops out for whatever reason, and there's a lot of people that I know that are Democrats that think that that's going to happen. Alan Combs swears to me up and down that she is not going to run for the 2016 nod. If that is the case, I would expect that primary to get much more wide open as well and probably have several people jump in that are not currently being discussed. But with Hillary in the discussion right now, there's still probably four or five people. Well, you know, Joe Biden's going to run. He can't help himself. He has to run. He's like, if I'm living, I have to run for president.
John Kerry may try again as well. John Kerry reporting for duty.
Let's see. Elizabeth Warren's probably going to consider. You're probably going to have a governor or two try to get into the race. But I think most people will concede if Hillary's in, she's got the name recognition and she had the loyalty to the previous administration, Secretary of State. But she's got her own issues. So it'll be interesting to see what happens on both sides of the ball, so to speak. But tonight, Governor Huckabee giving us an hour of his time so generously. Let's take some of your calls on what you think of the race so far, especially now that Mitt is out. Let's start with line one. Laura, listening to our flagship station, AM 970, The Answer in the Big Apple. Hey, Laura, welcome.
Thanks, Kevin. I love Huckabee, but he's too nice. He's not going to attack Hillary Clinton. He just complimented her, say she's very smart, and we don't need another Mitt Romney where the left defines.
Whoa! Hold on. First of all, I don't think that Governor Huckabee and Mitt Romney are anything alike. But let me ask you this.
Let me ask
you this question.
No, I didn't mean that.
When Hillary has run, And she has been attacked by Senate candidates that ran against her. And when she was attacked in the Democratic primary, how well did that work out for the people that did that? When you go on the offense with Hillary, what usually happens to Hillary?
Well, didn't the left attack Mitt Romney for a year and a half, and they defined him? That's what I meant to say. You cut me off. The left defined Mitt Romney, and he never fought back. They attacked him for a year and a half.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But anyway, you know, the big problem...
Well, the reason I asked that question, and I'm going to let you finish your statement, but I want the listeners listening to be able to understand. The reason I asked that question, every time someone's gone on offense with Hillary, her poll numbers just soar through the roof. And a part of it is, it's the whole being married to Bill thing. The worse of a rascal that Bill was, the better she looked. Every time someone attacks her, she looks like the victim. The only time she has really good poll numbers is when she's somebody's victim. I don't think it's smart, if the GOP wants to win, to be on necessarily an attack mode with her. I think they have to answer, point for point on substance. But I think if someone is winsome and can be getting their points across without necessarily getting in Hillary's face, I think that's the way you beat her. Anyway, finish your thought.
Well, on her policies, of course. But the thing is, visually, she's 68 years old this year. Ted Cruz is 45. Well, and Marco Rubio, I think, is 44.
Yeah.
The visual, she looks like their mother, just like
she's old enough to be
backwards looking.
That's true.
But just like they attacked the John McCain, looked like Obama's father. But she's got a bigger problem. I think this disqualifies her, Kevin. Bill Clinton is still cheating. I mean, this is a danger. He's still got a mistress. Putting him in the White House, it would be a 24/7 job. Watching Bill Clinton.
You know what, Laura? People knew it. People knew it when he got reelected, and they reelected him. Sometimes we just don't.
Yeah, but this is serious now with terrorism and all that. And as far as Bibi Netanyahu, sir,
yeah.
Well, he's coming here also for the AIPAC conference, early March. And we know Obama and most of the progressive Democrat Party are anti-Semites, including Hillary Clinton. She hates Israel more than Obama.
All right, Laura. I appreciate the call. Thank you much. Lots of topics that you touched on there. Yeah, Bibi Netanyahu is going to come speak to a joint session of Congress. The president didn't like that, but he met with the Muslim Brotherhood on Friday, who's our actual enemy. They were in our White House, the White House you and I pay for. They were in that White House on Friday. Oh, the drapes look very nice. Good to wrap bodies in before we run over them with our camels. Let's go to Gino, line 3 in the Bronx, also listening to AM 970, our flagship. Hello, Gino.
The fix is in, Kevin. Once they gave Mitt Romney an offer he couldn't refuse, that's it.
What do you think they offered him?
The Treasury, the Secretary of the Treasury.
I was going to guess Commerce or Treasury. I think he would actually not be a bad money man.
Right, but here's my prediction for what it's worth, because I know that it doesn't matter who wins tomorrow's game. It matters who wins 2 years from now. It's going to be Uncle Jeb Clampett Bush and the fat Jethro Bodine from Jersey on one side, and it's going to be Hillary Clinton, and shock of all shocks, there's going to be Lizzie Warren, the 132nd Cherokee, because the Democrats are going to put two women on the ballot.
I think you're wrong, Gino. I think you're wrong. Here's where I think you're wrong.
What do you know?
Now, Bush, Jeb may be the nominee. I'll grant you
no,
that.
He's going to be the VP.
I think that you're going to have a Latino in the second slot, regardless of who it is. I think
really
it's Rubio
think
or Cruz.
Or conservatives going to get on there? You really think that the Republicans?
No. I think he may put
want a conservative, a real conservative on the ticket. You're out of your mind.
He may put Rubio on that ticket, who's not as
Rubio
conservative as Cruz.
Turncoat.
Well,
he's a turncoat because of what he did on illegal amnesty and backdoor amnesty. He's never getting my vote, and neither is Governor Huckleberry.
If you'll take a breath there, Gino, I'm in agreement with you. Rubio hurt himself with the base when he did the immigration thing. But I think
that's right.
I think the powers that be in both parties, I think you're going to have a Latino at the number two spot in both parties. I think Hillary's going to pick the mayor of San Antonio, Texas, that really liberal guy that makes Obama look conservative.
It's a stupid move.
It's a dumb move, but it's, you know, he'll be handsome and young and everything. She's not. So, you know, they'll be.
But then again, the Bolsheviks are known for their stupidity, and they're going to win anyway. Because we don't want another Bush, and we don't want another Clinton. And we don't need any more rhinos in the White House either.
Which is why I actually think, and you can call me, daydreamer on this, I actually do think that because the GOP field is as crowded as it can be, and right now I was disappointed that Mitt dropped out because I wanted him to chew on Bush's knees for the next few months. But now Christie will have to do that. You got to be careful, though. He might actually bite through and break skin.
Well,
but you got to have somebody. You got to have somebody nip at his heels and kind of drag the establishment controversy around.
He'll be nipping at the old fish in the ocean because he's, the beluga whale.
Did you watch the video of him falling in the studio this week?
Falling? I think there was an earthquake that day.
Okay.
Must have been him.
All right. Thanks, Tino. We'll see you. Now, this Philadelphia talk show host who had Christie on like 2 years ago had footage of the governor coming in and miffing on trying to sit in his chair, just totally wiped out. He recovered well, you know, popped right back up. Hey, all's good now. Anyway, we're coming right back. It's Kevin McCullough in for both Stephen and myself tonight. Baldwin McCullough Live. Our special guest first hour was Mike Huckabee. If you missed that discussion, the podcast will be up right after the show. Make sure you watch it. And coming right back with your calls on 2016 and what you think. Stay with us. Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3% to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com and get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
Gold is like nothing else on earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Managing your business and customers isn't easy, huh? SnapForce Customer Relationship Software may be just what you need. SnapForce CRM is a software solution that helps you manage everything important about your customers, from sales to marketing to service and support. All of your customer information is right there at your fingertips for easy access. It's time to take control of your business in a snap. Get your free trial at SnapForce.com. That's SnapForce.com. SnapForce.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
All right, live from New York, if you're watching on the Biz Television Network, live shot of Times Square, where the cars are rolling. City's back up and running. The invisible snow did not kill us. We thought it was going to. In fact, we have some more snow forecast for tomorrow night, Super Bowl night. Mayor de Blasio will be out shortly to tell us how historic it will be, I'm sure. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. No matter where you are in the country, I'm interested in your thoughts on this. 888-340-3373. What are your thoughts about 2016? Mitt Romney dropped out. Jeb Bush immediately said, hey, I'm the guy. And you know what? He grabbed his campaign manager in Iowa, which is interesting because Jeb was talking about not even appearing in Iowa. It's just such a lost cause. The grassroots guys always win there. Santorum won last time. Huckabee won the time before. The establishment guys have problems in Iowa. It'd be kind of interesting if that trend continued. And right now, I really see Iowa as either Mike Huckabee or Ted Cruz's state to lose. Huckabee probably being the heavy favorite because he's got the infrastructure and the staff and he's got everything built there in terms of organization. Cruz has to build from scratch this year. Then what comes next on the calendar? New Hampshire for the Republicans. That's going to be won by your establishment guy. So if Chris Christie's going to sneak a win in the first four races, New Hampshire will be where it's at because Mitt dropped out. Mitt would have won that handily, being a neighbor to New Hampshire and owning a home there, owning a summer home there. What will be interesting to see is if Bush is able to beat Christie there. I think Christie's done. If Christie wins there, suddenly Jeb's not the preordained establishment guy. Then the race turns to South Carolina, where Governor Huckabee, by all means, won that race in 2008. Now, he didn't technically. John McCain did. But Fred Thompson was still in the race, and when you took the profile of the Fred Thompson voter and you looked at John McCain or Mike Huckabee, who were the top vote getters there, Fred Thompson's voters, and he had 15% of the vote, were identical to Huckabee voters. So they were talking, they were competing for the same group of people. Those voters would 7-1, 8-1 break for Huckabee in South Carolina. In Republican history, here's how it goes, friends. Whoever wins two of the first three gets the nomination. It's never not come true. If that's the case, and Jeb hasn't won one by the time South Carolina rolls around, then he has to win Florida, which is the next one, and he will. Jeb Bush will win Florida. There's no doubt about that. He's got he was a two-term governor there. But then you've got the Bible Belt that goes through the southern states, and I think Huckabee has a huge advantage in places like Texas and Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana. I just don't know. It's going to be interesting because you're going to have other governors involved too. Scott Walker, Bobby Jindal. You've got other senators, Rand Paul, Marco Rubio, they're going to probably run. So what are your thoughts? As you heard Huckabee in the first hour, and as you're thinking about this tonight, now that Mitt has dropped out, let's go to line two. Ralph is calling us from Red Bank, New Jersey, also listening to AM 970 The Answer.
Yes, good evening, Kevin.
Hi, Ralph.
Correct you about Jim. The name is not really John, it's Jonathan. Jonathan Ellis Bush.
Oh.
Now, wasn't that also the name of Gruber? Jonathan was first name of Gruber is Jonathan. He's not, right? You know,
Goober?
Goober?
Who's yeah. Goober?
Now, you know, that's your liability right there, Romney.
Veiled reference. I don't know who Goober was.
Right. And, you know, as far as the health care issue, that would have been a black mark, part of the pan upon, you know, Mitt Romney. Because that was a drag, with him. And the only reason why I voted for Mitt Romney is because I want to prove myself to once and to all that I'm not, after all, a stupid kind of individual. Okay? I wasn't a bigot when I voted for Obama. Okay, I said that on a radio station in Boston. That's Dan Ray.
You voted for Obama in
2008? Yes.
Oh, okay.
To give this man the benefit of the doubt. And, you know, look where we are 6 years into his term.
Yeah.
Regarding the issue of the black electorate, the Obama has not only taken them for granted, but worked against the best interests of the black. Take, for example, the issue of school choice or the school voucher program. Is Eric Holder and Obama go hand in hand in being against that? Look at the state of Louisiana and what Barbie is trying to do with the black kids over in the state.
Well, Ralph, to be candid with you, that's one of the reasons why I believe that I think that Huckabee has some secret weapons that other guys in the race don't have. And the fact that he pulled 49% of the African-American vote in Arkansas is very significant. Those church leaders talk to other church leaders across the country. And if a single GOP guy is going to get more than 1% of the black vote, Huckabee's going to be the guy that gets that.
And you know, he is a far better individual or man than Romney could ever be, okay? Two questions I want to ask before we go, okay? The first one is to Hillary. And the second one would be to Jonathan Ellismore.
Okay, let's get to him.
Where do you succeed where Obama fails? That's question for you, Hillary. To Jonathan Ellismore, how do you explain the fact that your brother is just as worse as Obama? Thank you.
I have no idea what that second one was. Any clue on what he was talking about in the second? Okay. The first one, though, Ralph, it's interesting you say that because Lady Hope, our receptionist at my weekday radio station in Lower Manhattan, she comes out and she's like, you guys need to know Hillary Clinton's going to be the next president. And I turn around and I asked her that very same question. I said, Lady Hope, explain something to me. Where did Hillary succeed? Like, what did she do that was a success? And she thought for a second. She said, well, you know, didn't she work on health care when her husband was I said, yeah, it was called Hillary Care, and it was for kids, and it was an abject failure. Just it fell apart completely. They couldn't find enough kids to sign up for it. So what else? The crickets were chirping loudly. And I think that's going to be part of the problem that people have with a Hillary candidacy. It's not, I mean, the name recognition is going to be great. They're going to say, oh, yeah, she brings her husband back to the White House. And, yeah, she was a good Secretary of State for President Obama. But what has she ever envisioned and authored and gotten through to success? Hillary supporters, I'd be glad to hear from you. I'm having a hard time coming up with something that she's ever done that succeeded. Despite that, some people think she's just like the wowza of a candidate. So we'll talk about that. And if you're a pro-Hillary person, let Jackie know. I'll put you to the front of the line. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Also, if you've got a little extra time when you call, Benjamin Netanyahu, the president's mad that the Congress invited him to come speak to Congress in a joint session. But then the president met with the Brotherhood this week, the Muslim Brotherhood, in the White House. The White House that you and I pay the taxes to keep up. It's our house. It's the people's house. And the Muslim Brotherhood was in it with our president on Friday. Which one is the greater sin, Netanyahu before a joint session or the Brotherhood in the White House? Let's talk about that. Kevin McCullough.
GCN. Proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Live from New York on television and radio, coast to coast. Glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Stephen is away on assignment in India. And I want to say thank you to one of the greatest sponsors this show's ever had, the great folks at MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell and his crew, seeing to it that over 5 million people now experience REM cycle sleep every night with their MyPillows. Guaranteed, if the pillow goes flat, they replace it for 10 years. You try it for 60 days. For any reason you don't like it, you send it back. They give you your money back. You don't get a more ironclad agreement from a pillow manufacturer to give you the satisfaction that you need to get better sleep than what Mike and his group do at MyPillow. All of them made in the United States, 100% made and distributed and born and bred, all U.S. made. Friends, it's just an amazing thing. 10-year anniversary they're celebrating, and they've just been named the National Sleep Foundation's only officially endorsed pillow. Try them for yourself. Right now they're going to give you 50% off if you use my promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. Steven sleeps on one. I sleep on one. Most of our staff sleeps on them now. My bride, who's going to have our one and only daughter coming up here in about four weeks, she's been sleeping on one the entirety of the pregnancy and the bed topper that we have. And she was telling friends we had over to the house last night, this has been the smoothest sleeping pregnancy she's had because of the MyPillow products. So I was sitting there grinning ear to ear because I'm like, oh, that's just so cool. But anyway, call and see for yourself. 800-506-2641. 50% off everything in their store. MyPillow.com. If you get online and you do it that way, 50% off when you use the promo code KMC. When you call or go online, 800-506-2641, 1-800-506-2641, or MyPillow.com, and promo coded for both situations, KMC, when you call. All right, we had Governor Mike Huckabee on in the first hour of the broadcast tonight, and very grateful for his time. He's written this fascinating book, God, Guns, Grits, and Gravy. It's worth a read. It talks about the difference between New York, Washington, D.C., Los Angeles, and everywhere else. And there is a difference. I've lived in all three of those places, by the way, and I've lived in flyover country. I grew up in the great state of Texas. It is still home to me, and I tell you, I'm still much more like one of those guys than the city slicker here in New York City, but somebody's got to be here and try to talk sense to the folks that are here, so that's what I'm doing for my full-time vocation. But I've asked you your thoughts about 2016. Mitt Romney quit this week. Jeb Bush was hogging all the oxygen anyway and stealing all of his former campaign staffers. I think he just thought, it's time to get out. I do think he was probably offered a position in the administration if Bush gets the presidency. I just hope it's not Bush that's the candidate. I like a number of the other guys. I don't really want to see a Bush or a Clinton in the office in 2016, but we'll wait and see. All right, let's go to the phones and see what you have to say about it. Let's start with line three. Annie's calling from the Bronx. Hi, Annie.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Thank you very much. You have a very cool streeter. But, you know, I'm doing some things. I'm listening to you. And I'm saying, maybe I'll give a call next week. Now, what do I hear? And by the way, Huckabee is a better man than Mitt Romney could ever be. Why?
Well, that was Gino.
That
was Ralph. Ralph.
Just had now.
Right. That was Ralph.
Right. Well, yeah. The point is, I hope this time around we could use our intuition just a little bit. Mitt Romney and Obama, for as different as they are, have something in common. We cannot quite see them quite as what they are. I don't think Mitt Romney had a problem communicating necessarily or reaching the middle class. They're so indoctrinated into believing that what he represents and what he's attained is so far removed from their capacity.
Yep.
Why is he not a good man? A good husband who takes care of a wife with MS? Five boys. Try raising five boys.
No, no doubt about it. In fact, that's one of the reasons why Huckabee campaigned so hard for him in 2012. And he did. He got out on the road and went state to state on behalf of Governor Romney. And I thought he did an admirable job. You don't usually see guys that were so head to head the time before be that friendly, but they were, and I thought it was a great statement. I think you're right though. I think the Obama team, and thanks for the call, Annie, they were so deft at defining Romney as to what they wanted the American people to see him to be, and they made everybody think that he was out of touch, that he didn't understand what the average guy goes through every day, and unfortunately, that it worked. Obama got elected with 9 million fewer votes than he got in the previous election cycle. That's never happened in the history of American politics.
And that's what we're up against. Okay, we got a lot more calls to get to. We're going to take all of them. We're going to talk to John in Winston-Salem, Joanna in Queens, and your calls at 888-340-3373. That's 888-340-3373 as we continue to roll on. Baldwin McCullough live from New York every single Saturday night, and always glad to have you with us. By the way, on Facebook as well, facebook.com/KMC01 if you want to be in touch with me. Coming right back.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-316-8814. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-316-8814. That's 1-800-316-8814. Call 1-800-316-8814.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
CreditBiz.com. Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Live shot there of the Chrysler building tonight here in New York City. Beautiful, beautiful night, but cold. And we have some more invisible snow coming. It should start hitting around 7 o'clock tomorrow night and through the game and into the Monday rush. In fact, I'm surprised that Mayor de Blasio hasn't already come out and shut down school for most of next week. I heard that we lost $200 million in revenue from shutting down the public transportation last week when the other invisible snow came. Anyway, glad you're with us. No matter where you are in the country, we welcome you to this broadcast every single week. And Stephen is away on assignment in India. He will tell us more about that. In fairness to de Blasio in New York, London's new London school was closed almost all week. Oh, well, it's Connecticut. Who cares? Nobody cares about Connecticut. Jackie cares about Connecticut. She's the only person on the planet that cares about Connecticut. Nobody else. Most people can't even spell Connecticut, much less know where it is. Okay, let's go to line two. John is calling from Winston-Salem. Hi, John. Welcome.
Thank you very much. You know, one thing that I saw the last couple of sessions, the last couple of election cycles, it seems like the Democrats really focus on energizing their base, whereas the Republicans, wittingly or unwittingly, seem to do just the opposite.
John, you couldn't be further from the truth on the 2012 election. How do you explain this? Obama won with 9 million fewer votes than he got in the previous election cycle. No president has ever been reelected with one fewer vote, much less 9 million. He depressed GOP turnout. He didn't turn out his base. He depressed the GOP turnout.
Well, the GOP did their own share in decreasing the turnout.
Yeah, Mitt Romney wouldn't eat a chicken sandwich one day.
People could get excited about.
Yeah, he wouldn't eat a chicken sandwich one day. Mitt Romney eats a chicken sandwich on Chick-fil-A Day. He gets Christians back on board with him. The fact that he refused to do it was stupid.
Well, there's just the Republicans still are not energizing their base. They don't believe that the people that the establishment gives us is somebody that we really feel is representing our values and representing basic American values.
I agree. Instead, so don't let Jeb get the nomination. So stop Jeb in his tracks.
We don't want a Jeb Bush. We would much rather have a Ted Cruz. We'd much rather have even a Rand Paul, a Rick Perry. I mean, there's a dozen people that would be much better than anyone that the establishment would give us, such as Jeb Bush. And it doesn't matter how many millions they throw behind an establishment candidate like Bush, people are not going to be excited. My wife and I went door-to-door in 2008 for McCain, and people did not want to listen to us.
Oh, I know.
They said,
you know,
there's no difference. There's no difference.
We've had the two worst nominees. The Republicans have put up the two worst nominees in the last two election cycles they possibly could, and they got what they expected.
Absolutely.
The only time McCain even surged ahead slightly was when the week that he named Palin as his VP, and he had the lead for about 4 days, and then that was wiped away. Hey, thanks so much, John, for the call. Appreciate you listening. Let's go to line one. Joanne is calling from Queens in New York City. Hi, Joanne. Line one, Joanne, are you there? Going once, going twice. All right, Joanne, good try. Missed out. Call back. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Des Moines, Iowa. Line three, Frank is there. Hi, Frank.
Hey, how you doing? Since we just got barraged last week with all the Republican candidates here in Des Moines,
I guess
we got a little taste of what's going on. But obviously, the last caller mentioned, we're not going to win a presidential election without Christian conservatives. That's clear and obvious. But I size this up as a battle royale between three segments of the Republican Party. It's going to be Bush Christie for the establishment. It's going to be a Rand Paul for the libertarian and a Ted Cruz for the Christian conservatives. But I think Scott Walker made a real impression here in Des Moines.
Oh, no doubt he did.
He made some brutal comments about some threats made to his wife, that some people said they were going to gut her like a deer, and it made a real impact. This guy has won three elections in 4 years. He took on the public employees unions, and I think he's a guy that could sneak up and thread the needle between the establishment and the Christian conservatives, that somebody the Christians could get behind the guy.
Well, let me assuage a little bit of your fear, Frank, because I think that while Rand Paul was running really hot and hard a couple of years ago, I don't think he's going to do as well as his dad did. And I think he's going to lose ground between now. He's just taking too many odd positions for both his libertarian base and for the Republican base as well. And I think he finds himself in kind of a no man's land between being a Tea Party guy and now, in some cases, an establishment guy. He's voted with the establishment on some stuff. So there's
I have a little experience in talk radio here in the Des Moines area. And these guys come out in force. They are fanatic. You don't hear from them the rest of the year, but when it comes around to a four-year election for president, they hammer the talk wave radio.
Of course they do, because if you win two of three, you get the nomination. But here's the problem, Frank, and I'm not trying to diss your state. The problem is the Iowa winner doesn't matter. It didn't matter in 2012. It didn't matter in 2008. And unfortunately, you've got to add South Carolina to that win, which Huckabee almost did in 08. Santorum was nowhere close in 2012, and that was what ultimately allowed Mitt to break through in New Hampshire, and then he got right up there in South Carolina. So you got to get the two of three.
I went in like a dutiful Republican voter, and I pulled the lever ka-ching for Romney. But I found out that 6 to 8 million of my fellow Christians wouldn't do it.
Yep.
They couldn't hold their nose and do it. Now, Hillary took a swipe at our state when she left, telling us that we weren't diverse enough, and now she's coming back kissing our proverbial bottoms over Cedar Rapids here last winter, you know, telling us how wonderful we are. After she, you know, told us we weren't diverse enough when the Democratic side of our party voted for Obama. But
yeah, how do you make that argument? They elected the black guy, Hillary. What do you mean they're not diverse enough? Like, what is she talking about?
She left our state owing a lot of catering bills.
Yes, I've heard about that. Hey, Frank, thanks for the call. Good stuff. 888-340-3373. 2016, like it or not, friends, 2016 is underway. Mitt Romney dropped out this last week, and Jeb Bush is claiming the mantle of inevitability. Does that matter? Stay with us. Final few minutes of Baldwin McCullough coming from New York.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on set. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Well, the mournful strains of the guitar mean we're almost done here at Baldwin McCullough live this week. So thankful that you've been with us and had this great conversation. We will be back next week, as always. Stephen, I think, will be back from his venture to India, Kazakhstan, Poland, the former Soviet Union, most of South America, Hawaii, somewhere in the Aleutian Islands, and then back here after going to Sundance or something. When he returns, and then he jumps on a plane the next morning and goes to Chicago for one of our projects that we've got coming up in April there. So he will, if he's with us, it will be a very quick trip, but we hope he will be back next week. In the meantime, Kevin McCullough holding down the fort and always glad to do it. And big thanks to Nick and to Ivan and to Jackie, the crew that so faithfully help get us to you every single week, both television and radio. And just some final thoughts on what Mike Huckabee said in the first hour. You know, there is this divide between our nation. There are those that think of themselves as the intellectual elites that look down on the everyday guy. We've seen it in different formats and different discussions. I think it was John Edwards that said the division of two Americas. I didn't necessarily think that was a great way to go about trying to get elected, but it certainly made sense. The problem here is, and it may not be curable, no matter you call them names like Bubba's and Bubbles or the divide of two Americas or whatever, it may not be curable. You may not ever have a coming of the together of the minds of the groups that that kind of see what's important in those regions. But something Governor said tonight is really important. They will never be able to work together if they don't know one another. And so tonight, friends, as you're talking about what's important to you in your life, in your day and age, whether it's like I was cleaning up kids' vomit earlier today and then coming to work and finding out that we indeed are more vulnerable terror-wise than we've ever been before because the president's inviting the Muslim Brotherhood to the White House. Friends, we got a lot to pay attention to. And until we take the time to talk to our neighbors, friends, those around us and say, hey, what do you really want for your country? I'm not trying to tell you who to vote for. I'm trying to ask the important questions so that then you figure out who you want to vote for based on real substance and not just partisan divides. Anyway, I hope that's the case, and I hope that you will be with us every Saturday night. More of the presidential candidates will be here, by the way. We will be bringing you Ted Cruz, Scott Walker, a number of the folks that are in the field joining us in the weeks to come. So I hope that you will make an effort to be here on Saturday nights, wherever you are. On Biz TV from New York to L.A., on radio from Fairbanks, Alaska, all the way to Orlando, Florida, and everywhere in between, we're grateful to have you with us. And 24 hours a day at BaldwinMcCullough.com. You can always watch the most recent episode there. And on our Facebook pages, Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. And until next week, we hope you have a great night.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work,
You set three alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Have cameras.